Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I wouldn't say what.
Well, let's get into it.
Wait, you have it?
You mean protection? Not on me, but aren't you taking your pills as a precaution?
Yes, but I think doubling up is good, baby. Heard on the radio that using two contraceptives is the best thing.
That's true, still. Anything can happen to one, and next thing, I love you, but really can't afford a little one right now.
Me worse. Better safe than sorry, babe.
That's why you're my wife, smart and beautiful.
So where are you getting up to go?
I'm going to get the protection, honey. Don't worry, man. Soon come back.
Similarly to how people plan their routines and schedules for days, weeks, or months ahead, family planning should be an important part of the lives of sexually active individuals. As such, the National Family Planning Board is encouraging Jamaicans to practice the dual contraception method to help reduce chances of unwanted pregnancies. In other words, persons having sex should use two types of protection. For example, a woman taking the pill and the man or woman wearing a condom. Several contraceptive methods are available, and as such, it's advised that men and women consult with their doctors on the best combination of contraception use. It's also important to remember that not all contraceptive methods protect against sexually transmitted diseases, hence making double contraception highly recommended.
We are speaking about using either a male or female condom at every act of sexual intercourse, while also utilizing another contraceptive method such as the pill, the Depo Provera injection, the hormonal implant, or the intrauterine device, commonly known as the IUD. We know that these contraceptive methods are effective in preventing pregnancy, but we must also remember that these methods do not protect against the transmission of HIV and other STIs. The use of the male or female condom along with another contraceptive method will provide the ultimate protection.
Director of Enabling Environment and Human Rights with the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Devon Gabriel. The board's message was a key part of Safer Sex Week from February 10 to 18. The aim is for Jamaicans to always practice safe sex and take control of when they want children. Data from the 2008 Reproductive Health Survey shows that almost half the births that occur are unplanned and are mainly within the 15 to 24 age group. There are also an estimated 29,000 persons living with HIV, with the highest increase in new infections coming from the 15 to 24 age group. Mr. Gabriel says, despite 16 being the age of consent, young people are having sex earlier.
Many may ask why we at the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency have included 15-year-olds in our study, while the age of consent is currently 16. It is because the national definition of youth begins at age 15, and the facts show that adolescents under the age of 16 are not only having sex, but are also getting pregnant and contracting HIV and other STIs.
According to the 2008 survey, in Jamaica, the average age for a young woman to start having sex is 16, and in young men, 14 and a half. Some reasons for young people engaging in sex earlier include child sexual exploitation, transactional, and age disparate sex. Mr. Gabriel says, early sexual activity is often linked to poverty, income inequality, and inadequate enforcement of protection of children from sexual exploitation despite legal provisions.
In order to reduce the number of unplanned pregnancies and the transmission of HIV, we must begin at the root. We must first tackle the cultural myths and risky sexual behaviors and practices that occur within our society, and then use comprehensive sexuality education to educate and empower the population to make better choices as it relates to their sexual and reproductive health.
Director of Enabling Environment and Human Rights with the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency, Devon Gabriel. For more information, contact the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency at 968-1627.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.